What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. Got so much to talk about in this one. We're going to be looking ahead to the second half of the season right now, tell you some things to look forward to, anything that we're going to predict down the line, and more during this second half. Now, with that being said, we have to talk about the All-Star game. Just when we thought we wasn't going to see the likes of Connor Bedard, he did make a special appearance at the Skills Challenge. Now, one thing that was interesting that you noticed, they shot to Connor Bedard a lot, and as he was holding a stick, Nathan MacKinnon took his stick away. So with that being said, he was actually talked during an interview during that time, and it was very interesting to see, like, pretty much they want to know his return, what was best, like, what was going on, not with the stick situation, but, like, pretty much what was going on and everything with that. You know, Connor Bedard, who had jaw surgery on January 8th, you know, not even a month ago, he says this. Connor Bedard said, "I feel ready. I feel good. If it was up to me, I would have been back. But, of course, I got to make sure it's healed and make sure you're not risking anything out there." And I think other players are seeing that. Other players are noticing that. And I was like, look, we love to see you back. We love to see that you're here making an appearance. Everybody kind of was noticing through the rumbles that he was going to show up, make an appearance, show his face. But we thought he was going to do a lot of media and a lot of press, which he did still do. But at the same time, nobody expected him to go out there like that. And I get it. You know, the kid is a Canadian. He want to be out there, you know, the All-Star Games in Canada. So I know that ties into everything. But that being said, you got to be smart. And I love that other players noticed that. And I think he was getting a lot of jewels and a lot of game. And he's just so media savvy. He's been ready for this moment. And you could tell. And you could just see it right off of him in this. So you got to like that overall for this team and the future of the Blackhawks down the line. So you definitely got to like that. Speaking of future, we're talking about looking ahead. Let's look ahead to the future prospects of the Chicago Blackhawks team. There's a certain players that you got to take notice of. A lot of things happened while the Rockford IceHogs had their pretty much bye week. If you don't know, the Rockford IceHogs is the minor league affiliate to the Chicago Blackhawks. With that being said, it's some interesting things right now. Now, we know we have certain things that we got to look forward to, which is the likes that you know you're going to see Connor Bedard. You know you're going to have Jason Dickinson there. You know you're going to have Petr Mrazek there because those people got signed extensions, and you can't forget about Nick Foligno as well. But speaking of Petr Mrazek, the goalie, you got your veteran guy. Who is going to be your young goaltender? Will it be Guyon, the guy you just drafted, or will it be the one everybody's kind of forgetting about, I feel, Drew Commesso? He's somebody I've been extremely high on, and I kind of have him as my favorite overall to kind of be that goaltender overall. But look, he talked about pretty much how he dealt with adversity on and off the ice, you know, during his time. Like, he thought it was going to be a breeze. He thought it was going to come in and, you know, just do it well. But he kind of struggled in the beginning. He struggled a lot of ups and downs along the way, which made the Blackhawks then draft Guyon down the line. He was the first goaltender taken in the most recent draft. So that's something you got to take note of. But, you know, his first year as a pro, he said this, quote, "I didn't expect it to be as hard away from the rink." So he's more talking about pretty much the outside noise. I think once he's in there, he's ready to go through it. He also went on to say, like, he takes the growing pains as a stepping stone to getting better. He said this, "I went through a little bit of a rough patch, which I feel like in hindsight, in the long run, I needed." I love his composure. I'm loving how he's taking this down the line. So you got to like that overall from a future prospect who could be your future goaltender down the line. That's something that I like from this team. Now, will he come in and play later this season? Time will tell. I think they got so many goaltenders along the line. We got to see what's going to happen with this team. Now, we also got another prospect in, you know, Colin Dock. Now, he has, they say, all the tools to be a top six power forward in the NHL. And they're saying that he could be the perfect line mate that we thought maybe Lucas Reichel could be with Connor Bedard. This is what he said. "I want to show off my versatility as a player. I think I could play a lot of different roles." So you got to like that. You got to like hearing that from him. Another player that we have to talk about overall is an interesting prospect, and that's Ethan Del Mastro. Now, he's exceeding his expectations overall in his first AHL season with the Rockford IceHogs. He said that he thinks he's actually a lot better skater than people give him credit for. So that's something you got to take note of overall. So look, some interesting prospects that you might see down the line for this Chicago Blackhawks team. The prospects, I think, is important overall to take note of because these people might be the future down the line. We're talking about looking ahead. Let's look ahead even further than that and talk about some prospects down the line that could show up. Now, one thing you got to expect, I think Cole Gutman, a guy who got assigned down to Rockford, he might return and play. I think a lot of young guys you're going to start seeing getting a lot more ice time down the line. So that's something you got to look forward to with this team. Now it's time for some predictions. Predictions and looking ahead to this Blackhawks team. Now, the first thing we have to look at down the line is before we get too far ahead, we got to look at pretty much their next game right away when they come back from the second half. And their first game right away will be Wednesday, February 7th. That's going to be against the Minnesota Wild. Now, if you notice right now, the Blackhawks are currently coming into this game 14-34-2. They already played the Wild. They lost that game. The Blackhawks right now are coming off a 4-game losing streak. And let's not take note, they just set a record, a bad one, losing 20 consecutive road games right now. And some people are predicting that it could get worse. And I'm going to get into that more. Their last 10 games, they've been 2-8. Now, you're looking at the Wild. They are also coming in on a 2-game losing streak. They're 4-5-1 so far in their last 10 games. Now, if you're looking at this head-to-head matchup between these two, right now the Blackhawks are 31st, 2.1 goals that they score a game, while you got the Minnesota Wild more in the middle of the pack, currently ranked 17th, averaging 3 goals a game. Now, the Wild are 26th overall when it comes to goals allowed. They allowed 3.2 goals, while we are ranked 29th in that category at 3.3. You're looking at power play percentage, we are dead last, 12.4%, while they're 17th right now at 20.7. You want to talk about maybe the save percentage, we're 29th in that category at 0.886, while they're 26th at 0.889. And faceoff percentage, we're 32nd, dead last, 45.2, while they're 30th at 46.5. Right now, one thing you got to notice with this team right now is this is a team you could beat. So you got to get back into the thick of things. These players got to slowly get healthy along the way. So it's going to be very interesting to see what they're going to do. Now, if they could just score early, kind of control the faceoff percentage, and they can't give up power plays. Now, if they can get a power play and maximize when they're scoring, this team can give up some. So all you got to do is make sure your defense holds up tight. Let this young defense keep their foot on the gas pedal. If they can do that, they can maintain this game and they can win this game. They're going to need some aggression from Jason Dickerson, Nick Foligno, Joey Anderson, Colin Blackwell. If those four, any one of them can shine during this game, they have a chance to take this win and take it away. Now, with that being said, let's look at the Blackhawks schedule overall. The one thing that we got to look forward to when we're looking at this Blackhawks schedule is what are they going to be facing? Now, currently right now, they're on, like I said, a 20-game losing streak. And I was just looking like, man, how long could that really last? Now, you know, they're already starting late into the February, but they're going to be on the road only one time this month. A lot of games in February, they're going to be at home. Only one time, and that's February 19th against Carolina. That's a game that they probably could lose. They could be going into March. I'm serious, March into this game. I'm right now looking at their what potentially could be their next road victory. It could be against the Coyotes. That's what I could be, maybe, and that's March 5th could be their one. And if they can't get one against them, then the next one could be against the Anaheim Ducks on March 21st. Then you got March 23rd against the San Jose Sharks. Like, they may not take a win. If they don't win early against the Coyotes, they may not get one till late March, which is bad. So my prediction is that they will get a win probably early March. I'm going to say that they're probably going to get that Coyotes win. Now, things could change a lot during that time as we're doing these episodes, but that's what I'm predicting. Also, you got to expect in February, you should be getting the likes of Connor Bedard back. That should be a good thing, and I'm going to be predicting that he will win the Rookie of the Year. I think he's going to play enough games. I think he's going to do really good, and I think he's going to dominate, and he will win Rookie of the Year. I think it's only right that he wins. He's still leading all rookies. I'm not saying he should win because they want him to be the face. He has showed and earned that even in the little time that he did play. You just hope that he can get back and play enough games to really secure that Rookie of the Year award. With that being said, too, another one to look interest forward to is the game against the Red Wings. That's on February 25th. That would be Chris Chelios would be getting retired during that time. You also got Patrick Kane returning. That should be a great matchup. And hopefully you get the likes of Conor Bedard back as well. That would be a great one. I would look forward to that game really hard during that one. Now, I'm looking at this team. I'm going to be honest, looking ahead, I'm expecting maybe some trades, some trade target players that you might want to take notice of for this Blackhawks team. One, maybe Connor Murphy could be traded. Maybe one of the Johnsons, Reese Johnson, maybe Tyler Johnson, maybe get traded along the way. Maybe one of the goaltenders, Soderblom, maybe if somebody wants him. And then that would be the ones that I predict. Maybe they're going to give away some of those guys. Besides that, I don't expect much from this Blackhawks team because I think you're going to see younger talent coming along the way and younger players getting kind of playing nice. But it's going to be a tough second half. If Connor Bedard can show some light and maybe some young players come in along the way and start, you know, kind of contributing a little bit more, maybe could look a little bit brighter. But if they don't, it's going to be tough for this Blackhawks team. This has been another edition of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. We're going to be back, and we're going to be recapping that Minnesota Wild game with the Blackhawks. We're back into the second half, y'all. Let's get excited, okay? We can do this. Let's see. Let's see some bright notes overall with this Blackhawks team. I'll talk to you guys next time, man. Peace.